have to read the article.
יש לנו כרגיל מאמר להיום.
As usual, we're going to have the daily article.
ובו אנחנו נקרא.
So let's read it. And let's try to implement it. Yesterday's article was fine. The first article was a bit too heavy, too long. Yesterday it was shorter and clearer. Today it's also...
היום זה גם כן.
Today also is concerning love of friends. I think this is good. It's not long. Go ahead.
So we will read from the writings of the Rabash the article concerning love of friends. 1. The need for love of friends. 2. What is the reason I chose specifically these friends, and why have the friends chosen me? 3. Should each of the friends disclose his love for the society, or is it enough to feel love in one's heart and practice love of friends in concealment, and thus not need to openly show what is in his heart? It is known that being humble is a great thing, but we can also say the opposite, that one must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if a group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces of the need, who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. However, if each of them do not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably. Each one thinks that he is the righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In that state, one has very little strength to practice love of others. Thus, this work specifically should be public and not concealed. But one must always remind oneself of the purpose of society. Otherwise, the body tends to blur the goal, since the body always cares for its own benefit. We must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, and that this would be the springboard for the love of God. This is achieved specifically by saying that one needs a society to be able to give to one's friend without any reward. In other words, he does not need a society, so the society would give him assistance and gifts, which would make the body's vessels of reception content. Such a society is built on self-love and prompts only the development of his vessels of reception. And now he sees an opportunity to gain more possessions by his friend assisting him to obtain corporeal possessions. Instead, we must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and the hatred of one's, of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul himself and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in the friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. Otherwise, one remains with but a single force of love of others, since he does not see that the friends are practicing it, since the friends are practicing love of others in concealment. Moreover, the friends make him lose his strength of desire to walk the path of loving others. In that state, he learns from their actions and falls into the dominion of self-love. For, should everyone know his friend's needs specifically for each friend, or should he know how he can satisfy them, or is it enough to practice love of friends in general?
Here he gives no answer, because this is something that out of our actions in the relation between us, we can scrutinize this. Questions about this article? No questions about the article? Okay. Only Be'er Sheva. Well, Be'er Sheva.
A question about what happened yesterday when we read the article, and now he says that we have to work in love of friends out in the open. Yesterday, for instance, I didn't feel anything from the work we did, and I had to summarize with other friends, and when they told this, when they summarized, they gave me forces.
Again.
No, I'm gone.
The question is, what happened if this is what is explained here, actually?
I don't know. We have to read yesterday's article. Today's, read them both and tell us tomorrow.
New York 4.
New York 4.
Ravash wrote this for the new students. How can he come and tell these new students, you need to do all of this work and you'll receive zero reward?
Where does he write that?
Say it.
He says you need to make a society where you can work without any reward for yourself.
Without a reward for himself is called zero reward? Listen to what you're asking. Others also may think like you. If I say that I don't want anything, no reward, does that mean I get no reward at all? This is my reward, that I don't want anything. By that, I equalize myself to the Creator. We become close to each other. I'm like Him, He's like me. Is that not a reward?
Ivanta said.
Did you get it, Seth?
Yeah, Ribash speaks.
Yeah. That's the way it is. What can I tell you? This is a special wisdom. However, no, when he says no reward, it's no reward to the will to receive. but the will to bestow for equivalence of form, it's a tremendous reward. It's the opposite. If you annul your beast, you can take the whole world. Imagine this to yourself. You bring your cow to the marketplace, yes? And you're able to sell it and to get a whole country for this cow. Well, that's the way it is.
You'll get no reward. But what you tell us is he means you'll get all of the reward.
This is the meaning of no reward. It's no reward because I annul my ego. With respect to my ego, I don't feel it. So actually not fulfilling my own ego is the greatest reward. This helps me to feel the whole world. Well, you got it, Moshe. We have no time. Maybe one more question. Oh, yes, we have Makvi G3.
It's not clear if in our tens of meetings we have to show hatred towards our own nature.
No, not in a way that it's clear that you're acting. However, show your friends that you want to overcome your ego, that you want to perform actions of valor. That's desirable. You should do that. Kabyu.
Yes, thank you, Rav. I think you kind of answered the question to the last friend you just answered. But my question was about what he says in the article. What does he mean for the work to be public and not concealed? What is concealed work or what is public work?
It's with respect to the friends. Maybe to external people, I don't know. These are things that he's talking about, love of friends, that you should just show it to everyone, that this is what you're dealing with, because by that you increase the peace in the world. You have to show everyone that you're in their favor. You want to connect to them. You want to help them because it increases the peace in the world. Okay?
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10. No question, good. Haifa 2, no. PT 26.
My question is, what are the most important spiritual actions to do during the day with the 10 in order to keep the spiritual work throughout the day?
Read this article and also the previous articles as much as you can and talk about it with your friends, but practically, simply. PT
25. Good morning, Rav. How not to fall to all kinds of excuses?
Shlomo, I can't hear what you're saying.
Now can you hear?
Yeah, I can barely hear anything you're saying. Ba 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 ba. Every day it's the same.
No.
Come on, ask already.
How not to fall to states also for in a friend that doesn't keep the commitments or one that does keep the commitments because there's none else besides them, go to my maker, all those things. Sometimes you have excuses on both sides. how not to fall into those excuses.
I don't know what you're saying. Of course, you have excuses for everything. The most simple excuse is, let go of me. You know, I don't want it. I don't believe it. But that's not the way to do it. I don't know. Whatever you're talking about is childish. But what is serious is that I have to pass on the baton to info.
Yeah, beyond the schedule, also a few announcements about the Congress. So we're asking everybody, at the end of this lesson, you will get a link. So whoever missed out on it, right now we are going to send a link in all messages. You choose your language. Then we'll get a very simple survey that we just want to have the most feedback from the world clear we can about the schedule of the virtual Congress. Do we want a short schedule? That's the first option. From morning to afternoon, or like a long day from morning till evening, including a 4-hour break in the middle. The reason is our friends in America that for them, it's the middle of the night. So we just want you to fill in where you are in the world and the name of the Congress. So that's it. We can also remind, this is for men and women. Also women, please fill in the survey. Also make sure with all the friends in the tent that they did it. A few minutes afterwards, you'll get a link if someone wants to take part in preparing the Congress. That's the Arvu team. So right after the song, there's a link here that will be sent to everybody. And another feature, whoever goes in and wants to listen to translation of the meeting next to his name, he can put the language, let's say, I'm Shai, so next to my name in the Zoom, I'll write Shai English. Then the people in charge of the meeting will already connect me to a room, and I'll hear the translation. So we said, survey, Avutim at 6 a.m., whoever wants to prepare the Congress, and we'll end with today's schedule. We're starting today at 10 a.m., shows with Rav and Oren Levy, then at 10:30, a show with Rav and Mushi, 11:30, a show with Gilad, and Rav, everybody is welcome to connect. And in the evening, 6 to 7, a lesson from the friends. And let's go to a Nigun.
La 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 la